Skills Practice 6, Exercise 4, page 123.
My name is Cameron Taylor, and I've been an actor for the last 20 years. I've appeared in a few major Hollywood films with star-studded casts and done some TV work in both the UK and America. At the moment, though, I'm appearing on stage in Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot in London's West End. It's great to be back in my hometown, as it gets very lonely shooting on location around the world. I miss my family, and they love it when I do theatre work here. I prefer it too, even though it doesn't pay as well as a Hollywood blockbuster. A lot of people think that an actor's job is easy. They wake up late, hang around the house, and then head to the theatre for the evening performance. Well, it's not quite like that, I can tell you. I do get up around 10 a.m, but that's because the play ends late and I don't get home until 2 in the morning. I need plenty of sleep or I'd be too exhausted to give the play my best later on. In what's left of the morning, I like to do some exercise. Nothing too strenuous, just a run around the park or I go on the exercise bike. I'm playing Estragon, one of the two lead roles, and I'm on stage for all the play. Now that's very tiring, and I need to be fit to be able to do that every night, as well as matinees on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. After lunch, I read through scripts and call my agent. I'm thinking of doing a detective show for Netflix, but nothing's been agreed yet. Later in the afternoon, I head to the theatre. We don't have dress rehearsals anymore, as we did all our rehearsing weeks before the opening night. I know the script off by heart now. Luckily, I have a very good memory and I don't have to read a play too many times before I know it word for word. While we might not be in period costume, it does take some time to get dressed and put on the makeup. I have a snack about an hour before we go on and then mentally prepare myself in my dressing room. 5 minutes before the curtain goes up, I'm called by the stage manager, the guy that runs the show, and I head out. We wait in the wings, that's the side of the stage, hidden from the audience. The lights go down. We wait for the audience to go quiet, and on we go. The play lasts about 2 hours, and after the curtain calls, I'm back in the dressing room. Acting is more intense than people think, and it's incredibly hot out there under the stage lighting, so I need some time to relax afterwards. There's always lots of people around and we go over the evening show to see if there is anything we could have done better or to discuss anything that might have gone wrong. In the play, there's a tree at the back of the stage. One night it fell down halfway through the first act. Very embarrassing, but we carried on as if nothing had happened. The stagehand sorted it out in time for the second act, though. The show must go on after all.